My first job teaching school after I got out of Corn County Normal was a little country school called Gopher Hill near Nokomis, Illinois. And I taught the first four grades, and the other four were on the right next door to me. And for a girl that had only gone to school in town, I had a lot of experiences. I roomed with an old German lady, and at least she seemed old to me. And the first thing I was scared of was that I wouldn't wake up in the morning and I'd embarrass myself, because in college took all my friends to get me up in the morning. But it must have been on my mind. I woke up that morning and she was standing in the doorway, and I said, "How many times did you have to call me?" And she said, "I haven't called you." So that was the start of my learning to wake up in the morning. Anyhow, she'd fix my lunch, and she made things with big hunks of chicken or whatever it was, and big hunks of butter. I could hardly stand it. I'd eat maybe the dessert she had in there, so I didn't want her to know it. And there was a stile by the school, and I'd go across the stile and walk across the pasture to go home, go to her house. That was a lot closer than going around by the road. And I'd throw my lunch in the pasture, and the cows would eat it. And one night she was washing my dinner bucket. She said, "Well, I'll say this for you, Miss, and you eat your lunch. The last teacher that was here never ate her lunch." She wasn't as smart as I was. And this woman's name was Mrs. Kettlecamp. And the house was new. And her husband, they had a big farm, and they turned it over to their married son, and they built this new little modern house. And just before they were to move in, her husband was run over by the tractor or something. He's killed. Well, she didn't move in right away, and when she did, she couldn't enjoy that new house. She couldn't enjoy the bathroom or all the things that he'd been so proud of, the inside toilet and all. Well, anyhow, she'd go outside to go to the bathroom, even with this nice inside toilet, bath and everything. One night it was snowing. She went in the bathroom, and pretty soon she came out, and she started putting on her galoshes and her stocking cap, and I said, "Where are you going?" She said, "I can't go on that newfangled thing." So she went out in the snowstorm to the privy to go to the toilet. And those are few of the things I remember about Mrs. Kettlecamp. And of course, they had box socials, and I'd never gone to them. And of course, they always tried to bid on the teacher's box. That was supposed to be quite an honor. And I'd never seen a butcher, and they were butchering next door, so after school I walked across, and that was the first time I'd seen anything like that. I saw him scraping the intestines for the sausage. I couldn't eat sausage for a long time. Another thing about there, they had party lines. Well, we had party lines in town too, but out there in the country, that was their way of getting news. And the phone rang. Someone in the house went to listen, even if it wasn't their ring. Always someone went to answer. So one night my dad called, and he was wanting to know how the roads were, to know if he should come and get me for the weekend. And while I was talking to him, of course I didn't know how they were, this man in the room said, "I'll tell him, Miss McMinn." And he just went ahead and told my dad what road to take and everything. And you didn't tell any secrets on that, I can tell you now. And I know all things. Well, I never made a fire either. And we had this big stove, and it was my job to make the fire. And one weekend I went home, and Dad brought me back. And I kind of late, and one of the fellows had gone over and made a fire in the stove before I got there. Well, I waded through the snow, and my underpants were wet and everything. I hung them on the big metal skirt around it to dry, and they burned up. So I taught that day with no underpants on. And it was a big adventure for me teaching in that country school, because I just never had any experiences like that, living in town all my life.